Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the host of True Believers, a comic book podcast, a weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 26 of True Believers. This week we read Something is Killing the Children, volumes 1 and 2 by James Tynion IV.
When the children of Archer's Peak, a sleepy town in the heart of America, began to go missing, everything seemed hopeless. Most children never return, but the ones that do have terrible stories, impossible details of terrifying creatures that live in the shadows. Their only hope of finding and eliminating the threat is the arrival of a mysterious stranger, one who believes the children and claims to be the only one who sees what they can see. Her name is Erica Slaughter. She kills monsters. That is all she does, and she bears the cost because it must be done. So, what'd you think, Bud?
Okay, so if you're reading just that description, this sounds like it's going to be kind of like a fucked up story, but like a mystery of like, oh, these children went missing. They ended up dead. We got to solve this mystery, right? Right, but no, this shit was intense. This shit is intense.
It was
intense.
Like when you watch Coraline the movie for the first time, and you're like, no way this is going to be that scary. And then you're sitting there watching them try and sew buttons in this girl's eyes.
When they said
something is killing the children, I don't think we took them seriously enough.
No, they meant killing the
killing,
children.
Killing. Miss Keisha.
Bitch, like, whew. What is it, like the third page when we get really intense into these children aren't just dying. They're getting brutally mauled.
No. It's like, I'll give them this. It's like page 10. Because first, Erica Slaughter, she was doing something else. Wait, no. Does it open with her talking to that little girl or onto the boys having them, a sleepover?
With the sleepover. It opens with them playing Truth or Dare. And they're like 15-year-old boys. And then that one kid starts telling a story of like, there's a monster that lives under the bridge, blah, blah, blah. And he's just making this shit up as he goes. And then he's like, all right, I dare y'all all to go to the forest, go see this monster under the bridge. And they all go. And then like the next scene is like, he's in the police place and they're interviewing him. Cause all his friends are fucking dead except for him. And he's like, I don't know what happened. I fell down the ravine. Like, I'm confused. They're all dead. I'm covered in blood, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes,
I didn't see anything. I just heard it. And I was like, what did you hear?
Yes.
Now tell me why I didn't read the description good, because I didn't think it was monsters for real. I thought there was some pervert out there.
Same. I thought this was just going to be like, okay, somebody's kidnapping children and killing them, and like it's going to be a detective story. I thought kind of the same thing, but no, it's monsters. Like, it's intense.
And like, there's no way to say that that's not what happened, because it is, and it was awful. And okay, so the first arc is volume 1, The Angel of Archer's Peak. This lady named Erica Slaughter, she comes in to the town. Well, we see her being introduced when she's just covered in blood. And there's
she's
a
talking
girl,
to a little girl. Yeah, she's in a wagon.
With the eye patch. And she's like, you get it? And the little girl's like, you get it? And she's like, yep, I did.
And period. Erica, like, whenever you first get a glimpse of her, this bitch looks like a villain straight up. Like, I thought she was the one killing children.
Dark eyes. This little girl's like in a wagon. Like, she's sitting in a wagon with this eye patch. And I was like, it's curious, but I was like, you know, some people are just disabled. So I minded my business.
Exactly.
This woman comes up covered in blood. She's got this long blonde ponytail and these like dark circles under her giant eyes. They are gigantic.
You
like,
cannot stress how big these eyes are. It's like she's seen some shit. She's
it's
lived
not like
something.
They did anime eyes. It's like she got giant haunted eyes.
Yes. So she looks like a villain. So I, you know, this is already like
she's
only
got
the
on
fifth
this
page
mask that has teeth on it.
Yes, and she's got swords and like daggers and shit. God, it's intense.
So she gets a call on her flip phone from some unknown person saying that she has to go to Archer's Peak, and then she's like, the next bus is in like 16 hours. And she asks this little girl, hey, can I use your shower? And I was like, what? No, you need to hose off in the yard first, because you're gonna be coming and spilling blood and who knows what in my shop. First of all, if I was that little girl's mother, I'd be pissed.
Well, she said mom's not going to be home for like 2 more hours, so you know.
Because she's a little kid. You think she's cleaning that shower full of monster guts?
Absolutely.
Get it off topic. though. So she gets to Archer's Peak and she immediately sees this like giant board full of children's missing posters. And it's like, dang. And then they show us this little boy whose name I did not commit to memory. I'm not going to lie. They show us him one more time and he's outside of his middle school. And these boys are accosting him because he was the last person to see those boys alive. And he's like, you're some kind of sicko and you chopped them all up in the woods. And I'm like, this is a middle school boy.
It's the same boy from the beginning whose like friends died in the ravine. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, where do y'all think he got the strength and the gumption to like chop these kids?
That's what I was thinking. Like, he's already
a serial killer but there was a serial killer who was like a 13-year-old boy. It's only significant. I only know this because he's Black. And, you know, I feel like a lot of Black serial killers, they get to go under the radar because people are only looking for white men. But he was like 13 and he was like stabbing people to death. Like, he'd be stabbing like 50, 60 times. And I was like, that is a crime that makes sense? But this is a boy in middle school and he's not the most in shape looking boy ever. I don't think he could outrun me. Well, actually, I'm pretty fast.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think he could outrun you. He was not very like in shape, you know what I mean? So I was like, y'all really thought this tiny little not in shape kid killed like 7 other kids taller than him and everything? And then they start making like homophobic comments because they're like,
he's like, your little boyfriend.
He didn't we saw how you were looking like, at people what? In the locker room, blah, blah, blah. Is that why you and killed him?
I
was him? Like,
first of all, in a middle school locker room, I think you're just trying to get through, live life. This seems like it's a terrifying place to be at. You remember when in freshman year of high school, I almost fought that girl because she threw the orange peel in my hair in the locker room?
Yeah.
Wild stuff happens in locker rooms. I don't think anybody's trying to peep at anybody.
Especially in middle school. You know, I don't know.
You ain't got nothing to see.
I know. But yeah, and then what happens? He ends up like cussing him out or something like that, right?
He's like, shut the fuck up!
And he gets sent like to the principal's office.
And the just principal for saying is that. Like, this young Black dude who's like, hey, if I was him, I would have beat the shit out of that kid. Like, if I was
he literally said, if there's a kid I ever wanted to punch, it would have been like Aaron or whatever that kid's name was. Like, that kid needs to get punched.
No, Aaron was the Black guy who showed up at the end.
Oh, that was just a random name. I honestly didn't commit anybody's names to memories and I didn't take notes.
Except Erica
Slaughter. Because what a badass name.
I remember that. His name was Aaron Slaughter. So I was like, Oh, okay. And so he ends up meeting Erica because she's very suspicious looking.
She's looking for him, specifically
him. She's like, hey, are you that kid who saw all them kids get mauled? And he was like, leave me alone. Are you some kind of pervert? And I was like, I'm glad somebody is asking the right questions because, why are you approaching me, strange woman?
And she's scary looking, like,
she's terrifying.
Don't be approaching kids when you look like that. I'm sorry. Or don't be approaching kids at all, first of all. Period.
First of all. Like, I'm really trying to look up this little boy's name so I could look like we know something. We don't. Anyway, so they end up in this diner, right? And this guy who works in the diner, his sister is one of the kids who's gone missing. So he sees Erica Slaughter, who looks like a villain, in the booth talking to this kid, and
who's
they're
infamous
like,
around town because everybody knows, you know, everybody knows about the kids.
Like, I'm gonna stop this, and he's like, I'm gonna call the police. And you need to get out of here. Erica had paid him like $50 to like let her just sit in that booth all day. She got a bag full of money, like, and the kid is stupid. He's like, oh my god, you got a bag full of money, and she's like, don't say shit like that out loud. He's like, you pulled out all the money.
And she's like, you don't stay it though. Like, you still don't say things like that. It's like, at least she knows.
You know? Exactly.
It's because she's seen some things, I'm telling you. Those eyes. But yeah, so he
okay, his name is James.
James.
I went ahead and just looked up. Okay, so her and James, they're like out, and she's like, tell me, is there anything that you remember? She's like, no, I want to know what you saw. What did you see? And so he like tells her, and then he's like, oh, we went down to the ravine, you know, we was playing truth or dare. Like, it was just a joke. I made the monster up, but they loved my story. So we went out there, and he's like, oh my God, it was ripping them to shreds. It was literally pulling them in half. I was like, Because at that point, I was scared too, because I'm looking at this carnage. And one boy was literally split in half, and he was still talking. He was like, please take me with you, like when he was running away. And that little boy just died. And I'm like, I'm sitting there watching middle school kids die.
Yes, because it's showing this graphically. And this is just a comic book too, so it's intense. It's intense to read this.
You sitting there trying to read. I had to go ahead and read volumes 3 and 4 early because I was like, nope. So, yeah, we're in the Angel of Archer's Peak, which is, it was a good little 5-issue storyline. It showed everything that's going on in the town. It gives a little hint of a crumb of a background of what Erica's going through. Mm-hmm. And, like, because she gets arrested for being suspicious and weird. And she's telling the sheriff, she's like, hey, more kids have gone missing than what you're saying, right? And he's like, how do you know that? Because she just got into town today. I'm like, how do y'all think she's the killer? She's looking for a pattern. She's doing smart stuff. She's like, you're going to get a call telling you to release me. And then you're going to be feeling really dumb. And then he's like, oh, yeah. He ends up just letting her go. But in that time,
the way that she was talking.
She would have stayed arrested for on me.
If it was me, I would have been like, no, get out of here. This bitch is crazy. Like, she knows too much. And again, I don't want a supervillain in my tiny little prison. Like, this is not the town equipped for that. Like,
I don't want her in the interview room with me.
No, I don't want to talk to her.
Her eyes, no. And I bet you she got one of them low voices, too. That's what she looked like. Like, you know, those people who never talk and they got them scratchy voices?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Like, hey, can I use your shower?
And you know
what's... Like, she looks like she
does. Yeah, exactly. And you know that her voice definitely matches her eyes in the way that, like, she's definitely seen some things and heard some things, and she speaks like it, too. You know what I mean?
Yes, and definitely. I really cannot wait for you to get into Volume 3, because then you're going to be like, it makes sense. So she explains, like, the theories around monstering to this boy. She's like, hey, you know, little kids, they create the monsters, and only kids can see monsters. But monsters really be out here killing these kids. And people like me, people like the House of Slaughter, we take care of that. So, and there's this other guy who's like a cop or something, who's been assigned to follow her around, and he just does that.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
She has like an octopus. I don't know what the octopus is about, really. Other than it's like, we figured out in Volume 2, that it's like a monster spirit trapped in the octopus or something like that. Either way, this octopus is like acting up, like, because it can talk to her and stuff. I don't really know what's up with this octopus.
Oh, wait, I was about to spoil it for you. Sorry. And it's not even just talking to her. It's talking to her and say evil things. Like,
it's supposed to be helping her, though, or that, at least that's the impression I was getting. Like, it's supposed to tell her, like, what kind of monster's in the area or whatever. And, like,
I mean, and it does do that, but it
doesn't look like it'll. A twist, though, like, it only tells half the truth or something, so that way she goes in not completely prepared.
No, that was on the flip phone people. The monster told her everything she needs to know. The flip phone people were just like, yeah, it's one monster, and she's like, nah, this ain't no regular monster. This is a type 7 Dubscurie smelly goblin gobbledygook. She said a lot of words, and I didn't commit any of them to memory or make any notes. But that's what it was. Like, they're the ones who gave her the inaccurate information and sent her in as just one person against this uber powerful monster.
This monster was intense, though, because she figures out, because she's not stupid. She's been killing monsters for years. So she figures out what it is on her own pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And she figures out where it lives. She figures it out quick. Like, this is all done in like 2 days, and she goes to kill it. But surprise, it had children.
Yeah, and there's even more children, and it was like a pile of dead kid bodies piled up.
The mom would like kill the children.
Oh, take this it is to going into the House of Slaughter.
Sorry. I think this is the end of Volume 1, right?
Yeah, and then it starts. Yeah, with, and like, then going yeah. into the House of Slaughter.
But yeah, so it brings the dead children to the cave, so that way the monster's children feeds on the dead children.
No, bodies? It kills them there because it eats the live children.
And oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, and then all the ones that it, you know, just killed, it was like, oh, well, here, let me take it back to the babies.
So there is a pile of dead children in this cave, pretty much. Like, it is a lot to look at just in a comic book. Like, damn.
And there is, like, one girl who's actually alive, and she's like, they killed my sister. And I was like...
Does it explain why she's alive? Because she said that she had been there for a long time.
They don't explain it in Volume 2, but you'll get the explanation in Volume 3.
I was been wondering about that kid because she was going through some things.
Beyond?
Yeah, beyond. Yeah.
She was living her worst life. Because she's like when they get to this creepy cave, the guy who's the police officer who like is following her, he calls it and he's like, Sheriff, this woman and this kid just took off into the woods. What should I do? And he's like, just wait there. And I'm like, nah, because that seemed like something perverts do. I was like, that's right. You're derelicting your duty because
again, you didn't let. She looks like a supervillain. Why are you taking this kid into a forest?
I want y'all to stress. She does not look normal. And she doesn't even look regularly villainous. She straight up looks like a supervillain.
Yes. Finding out that she's the good guy was kind of surprising in the first issue. Because and I was like, she's good.
The fact that her name is Erica Slaughter.
Right. Everything about when this she screams said that, supervillain. Like, nah.
I'm sorry, having the last name Slaughter is a little bit suspicious. And even the sheriff, when she got arrested, we forgot this little bit of foolishness. He was like, your name is not really Erica Slaughter. And she's like, well, it is. And he's like, this isn't even a real ID. You printed this off on paper. It's not even laminated. And she's like, it's not.
She said social security cards are just paper. And he's like, this is not a social security card. This is your ID.
The fact that she was so blasé about it. Too, and when he was holding it, it actually does look kind of real. So I was like, what does he mean? And he says, not left. I said, she just went to Kinko's and out. Oh my god.
I know. To throw some humor into such a dark story, though, like, clever. Go, James Tynan. Why am I stuttering?
What I think is so funny is that there are a lot of funny parts. There are a lot of parts in here that are just objectively very funny.
Yeah, like if you notice all the stores that they go to and all the bars that they go to, they're like, there's like House Depot that they go to get tools and whatever to fight like the monsters.
Applebee's.
Yes, for Applebee's. It's so, like, there's such good low-key jokes throughout this entire thing. But anyways, in volume two, though, or at the end of volume one, we kind of figure out who's been calling, right? Or is that the start of volume two?
It's the start of volume two because she's like, oh, she has to, and they all end on cliffhangers, like volume one and two, and you're sitting up like, so she ends up stabbing the police guy in the face because he's like, no, I'm not just waiting, I'm following, because he sees like all the dead kids and he's like, no, it's not even the police guy, sorry, it's the guy from the
the brother of the missing girl.
I don't know how he thinks this woman who just got to town and this middle school boy are behind these gruesome, like, I understand if they were regular killed for him being a, for James being a middle school boy. Like, if they were regular killed, like I told you about the boy who was the stabber, but these kids were mauled.
They were, mauled is not even the right word. What's worse than mauled?
Dismembered. Like, completely. They had been savaged.
One of them had its guts hanging in a tree. So you mean to tell me you thought this 15-year-old boy
was completely in half. 15? I don't think 15 is too old to stress out. The boy is like 13.
I don't know how old kids are. I'm just looking at it. He's young. Either way, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's like you think a 13-year-old boy
did all of this.
Rip another boy in half.
But you know, when you're just looking for answers and then the scary bitch comes to town.
He wasn't even looking for answers. He was stupid. Like her, I could believe it.
Her, totally. Like, she looks like she kills children.
Find out she saves them. I'm sorry. Right. Sorry, Erica, girl. We doing you wrong.
We did.
So, we get to the House of Slaughter. It's like, that's when they start giving you more Monster Hunter lore. So, the monster gets away. They kill the monster. They kill the mom. Then they find out that the babies are gone.
She stabbed the brother in the face was so that way, somehow, whatever happens. But when she stabs him,
he was trying to wrestle her because he thinks that she's killing these kids and he has a gun.
Because he can't see monsters.
In the head and like took his gun and was like, I'm going to go in this. I left that part out. Sorry.
Yeah, because homeboy can't see monsters, so he doesn't see mama monster in the cave. So she stabs him in the face, and whatever she does when she stabs him makes him see monsters. So now
made him see this board of directors with these white masks on. I was like, what?
Yeah,
and they all had glowing eyes, and her eyes were glowing gold too. And I was like, what? So they did that, and then. And then he's like, oh my God. And then somehow before he sees the monsters, he shoots the gun and he shot James in the stomach.
Yes.
He shot a kid.
Yeah. And then so he grabs James and runs out. And then Erica's left to kill this monster.
That's why Erica stabbed him in the face, because she's like, I need you to take him and this girl and you need to run. And he's like, no, you're a serial killer. And she's like, okay, I'm going to have to do this because you being stupid.
Yep. Okay. So then that's how that one ends. She kills the monster and these guys are in the hospital because she also broke his arms, right?
Yeah.
So now his arm's broken. James is shot in the stomach. Beyond has been through a lot. She's the girl that's been in the cave for a minute. And then it just
she's
ends.
Just in the police office. She's doodling for this. I think it might be the secretary. She's like sitting there drawing. And that's just the end. And you're sitting there like, what? Girl, what? Because
Volume 2 starts with the House of Slaughter. And that's when it goes crazy. Because they're all like, all right, she stabbed this guy in the face. He can see monsters. Now we got to kill him. That's a liability. I was like, you went somewhere crazy with this House of Slaughter. Y'all did some
crazy
things.
And they send this guy who Andrew, I thought he was Hispanic, but Andrew told me he was black. And then I was like, I read Volume 3 and I was like, oh, I guess he is black. They send this other guy with a black mask on named Aaron to the town. And I guess Aaron doesn't do a lot of field work because Aaron immediately just starts acting up. Like he's trying to drug the brother guy.
The one who sees monsters now. Yeah, because he's like, all right, I'm going to drug you. I'm going to kill you. And then Erica shows up like, no, don't be killing people. Why are you here?
Wait, no, that happened last. We're explaining this badly. Okay, so first he gets to town and he starts harassing the police. Then he goes to go kill Bia. Wait, no, he's talking to Erica.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to kill her. I'm sorry. He's talking to Erica and he's like, okay, so where's that kid? We're going to use her as bait. And I was like,
to lure all the monster children. Yes. And she's like, bro, you can't be doing things like that. Like,
and then so the police guy hears that and then he's like, not on my watch. So then he disappears. And I'm sorry that this part was so funny. So they go to the police station where Beyond is with this old lady and he like smacks her. Aaron smacks her, this old lady, in the face with a gun, lays her out on the ground. And I was like, what the hell? And he's going to take this kid. And they end up in a Mexican standoff. Eric is just standing there. And then Aaron's standing there with his gun. And then the other guy, the police guy, is standing there with his gun. And Erica's like, okay, just take the kid. And then he's like, yeah, and I plan to. Purr. So they just start making different plans. And Erica is literally, she's laying into him because he's like, dude. He's like, this is our duty. She's like, dude, all these kids, all these monsters, like, she's like, do you not understand that these children are dead? People are dead because y'all are trying to keep these secrets instead of like actually helping. Like y'all sent one person here for this. People are dead. Like she's like literally getting it through his head. Kids are, something is killing the children.
Literally. And he's like, he still doesn't get it though until like 5-10 pages later, maybe even the next issue.
No,
he
finally
understands.
It's like issue number 10 where he's finally on the board, because they've finally started like interacting with the baby monsters. They can only become corporeal when they're eating, which is why they're so hard to find. And like she communes with her little octopus monster spirit thing. It is evil.
And then they make a point to say, like, if they eat one more time, they'll grow into like a huger, more monstrous version of themselves that is corporeal, right?
Yeah. as they begin to eat, they like are growing in strength and like.
And meanwhile,
power.
The whole police unit people have cleared out the cave and they put all the children in the auditorium of the school because this is a tiny town. So I guess they don't have
so
a big enough morgue to identify
school,
the bodies.
To,
can you imagine something like that
kids.
At school?
Imagine. I can't imagine.
But so obviously these baby monsters can smell these dead children sitting in the auditorium. So they want to go towards the school. But instead, two other kids have run off into the forest where the monsters are and they kill these children instead. It is insane. Okay, so we're going to apologize real quick for some technical difficulties that we were having, but we're back in the game. So I think we left off somewhere around like the baby monsters were killing children in the forest, right?
No, they already killed those kids in the forest. They were dead as hell. We were outside the gym where all these people are waiting to claim the bodies of their dead kids. And one little girl, she turns and I think she like wet herself and she was like, what the hell? Because she sees a giant monster. And in front of all these people, this monster picks her up and splits her in half. And I'm like,
this is a group full of adults too, so they just turn around and just see this kid getting ripped apart by nothing,
lifted in the air and ripped apart by nothing.
That would be the scariest shit. Can you just imagine? Oh my
just
god,
died. Like I would have just fell down and died. That would have been it
for me. And then meanwhile the cops are like, they don't know what's happening either. And Erica's like, you better get everybody inside, get them all protected. And they're like, from what? What are we protecting them from? Like, nothing.
Stay in the gym.
Yeah.
And then a little big brother is there because I was about to say, because somehow he escaped and these two kids didn't. Well, they're hunting the kids. They want the kids and he's faster than them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then Aaron is sitting there and he's like, he's also on board. Finally, he understands like, oh, God, this is serious. Like, kids actually are dying in the world.
Like, and we have to Erica is like, it was like, I'm going to handle it. And he's like, no, because you're the only black mask. You're the only real black mask here. Like, we both know that I ain't got this. And then so I was like, what you mean? So why are you saying no? And so they get everybody in the gym. Erica and James take off to go get old girl.
Beyond. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, what is he for to do? Aaron has this last stand in front of these monsters. And when I tell you within like three panels, they rip him to shreds. And we know nothing about this character, but they have the same last name. She's Erica Slaughter and he's Aaron Slaughter. So I'm like, is this like her brother? He's black.
Oh, yeah. All we know is like it's a House of Slaughter. But honestly, the House of Slaughter seems kind of culty to me. I don't know if they're all not like, even related. Culty.
You remember on Preacher how they had those people, the people who dressed in all white and they were like Jesus freaks?
Yeah.
It was like that. I was like, oh, this is a paramilitary organization.
Yeah, it seems like they're just are collecting, well, not really collecting, but like recruiting people somehow. I don't know how they go about it, except I know how they recruited Erica because they hint at it in the second volume. But yeah, I don't know.
So we see a little girl get ripped to shreds and then we see Aaron Slaughter also get ripped to shreds by these monsters. And the House of Slaughter people, they're like, oh, we got to handle this now because it's been on Facebook and YouTube. Because obviously people are taping the fact that somebody just got vivisected.
I think that's the start of volume 3 because it doesn't get back to the House of Slaughter in volume 2. It kind of ends with everybody running into the gym. Yeah.
My bad. Sorry. Aaron dies. But it is on two cliffhangers. Like, first of all, Aaron dies. We don't know nothing about Aaron. We just know he did.
We just know he's kind of an asshole, but he's an asshole with, like, he's less of an asshole than the rest of the House of Slaughter. These are some terrible people. Like, they do not care about people.
Wait, and tell me why Erica even said, Aaron, what are you doing? You can't fight for shit.
And then he says something. Yeah, he's like, well, I did more tests than you, and I passed more tests than you. Like, I'm good at this. And then he dies within, like, 3 seconds.
Wait, no. He knew it was going to be a suicide thing. Tommy's the Applebee's brother. He's like, so he's going to fight him? And Erica's like, nah, that's not what this is, Tommy. And then he's standing there with his knife. And we really like, okay, so what he about to do? And it's like, he throws one punch to the monster with his knife and gets his arm ripped off. And it's like, zip, zap, zoop. In like 3 panels, he dead and they're eating his body.
I thought he was at least going to take down one of them. He didn't even do that.
It's one page. He was just there to distract them. One page of him immediately. And he's like, wait, no. He's like, not this soon, please. He's dead.
I know. This is, and it shows everything. Like, this is a graphic story. And honestly, if you would have told me all this before, like, reading it, I probably wouldn't have been interested because I don't have interest in seeing kids get ripped apart like this. But this story is so good.
I don't have interest in seeing anybody getting ripped apart. Like, I've seen Kill Bill a bunch of times. But other than that, you know, it's not really high on my bucket list.
I know. So I thought this was going to be a cute little murder mystery type of thing, but it is not. It is not like that at all.
And it's like, good. It's not, I didn't even think it was going to be cute. I thought...
But I didn't think it was
going to be cute. I thought it was going to be, I didn't think it was going to be minimal. I just thought, I was like, oh, okay, so I'm just killing the children. I thought it was going to be like murder. Like I really just thought it was going to be some pervert. I didn't think it was going to be monsters that literally rip kids in half.
This is a depressing episode. Killing.
And like, I love how you started reading it first. You started reading it on the same day. You started reading it first. And then I jump in on the back end and I'm like, we both said the same thing. Oh my God, they're killing. Something is killing these children.
I know. I like messaged you and I was like, bro, this is intense. Yeah. Like, these kids are getting killed. And you're like, well, the title says something is killing the children. And I'm sitting here like, just wait, bitch. Just wait. This is going to get crazy.
And then so a couple hours later, I start reading. I'm like, oh my God, something is killing the children. Killing.
The thing is, this is not something we would typically read, but the story is actually very, very good. And we were both very into it, which is crazy.
because I never thought I'd be that entertained by murder. I just want you guys to know that whatever we read after this, it's going to be cute, light, happy, something for the girls, because I'm tired of superheroes and this has fatigued me. Now, I can't wait to talk about volumes 3 and 4 because they were really good, but I am fatigued. I'm tired now.
I can't wait to read volumes 3 and 4 because honestly, this is like a, I'm going to say like a 9 out of 10. Because the story like keeps you guessing the whole time. It keeps you entertained.
The 1 point off is the murder, isn't it? The child murder.
Yeah, because how many times have I said that, like, I don't like seeing children get hurt, but now I'm sitting here reading this story about children literally getting dismembered and mauled.
Oh my God. Is that just something that happens when you get older? Because you remember when we were younger, everything was like, oh, 14-year-old, 13-year-old, 12-year-old, chosen one, save the world. Yeah. Now that kind of stuff gives me anxiety. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie The Kid Who Would Be King, directed, I think, by Joe Cornish. It's a good movie. It's like a little Arthurian mythology in modern day. This boy is like the second coming of King Arthur. And at the end, I saw this movie a couple of months, either before or after the Long Night episode of Game of Thrones, where they have to defend Winterfell. And these kids put up a better defense of their middle school in Britain than the entire North did of the castle that they lived in. When I tell you they were home alone in it, these elaborate traps, they're fighting these undead monsters. And I'm sitting there riddled with fear and anxiety because I do not want to see kids get killed. And I'm like,
and now we're reading this story about like brutal killings of children that you see. God.
And it's like now I think I'm just soft now. My stomach can't take it because I was trying to reread Percy Jackson and there were so many moments where I'm sitting there gripped with fear. And like, why is it? I also think whoever wrote this, James Tynan, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, you had to feel some type of way writing this. But honestly, good job, James Tynan the fourth. Because
you did a good job, but I don't want to be alone with you. Something wrong with you.
Great story though. Highly recommend everybody to read this, and I can't wait to read part or volumes 3 and 4. Honestly, yeah, which is crazy. That's just crazy.
I can't believe that this happened this way.
Also, if anybody wants to read this, you have been warned, because like we cannot stress enough how brutal this one is.
Yep. I don't even think there's anything I could really say. Like, so the next parts are, I think, the House of Stone, I think, and Me and My Monster.
I don't know. I'll be reading them later this week. I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's A Game of Nowhere and Me and My Monster, volumes 3 and 4.
Oh, and he's still making more too, right? Like, there's going to be like 5 and whatever. There's still more coming out.
Yeah, because the volume 4, like, they all end on cliffhangers. Like, you just got to get it how you live. It's like when you read Lemony Snicket books. Again, another thing that gives me anxiety. I tried to watch A Series of Unfortunate Events. I didn't even make it through season 2. and going with that, they all end on cliffhangers. You just got to live with it. And then there's a spinoff of The House of Slaughter, which is probably about how The House of Slaughter got founded. And it's ongoing. I think it started in October, but I didn't start reading it yet, even though I read volumes 3 and 4, because I'm waiting for the whole thing to be out before even play. I'm not even playing with him. But I guess that's all for this week's episode.
Yeah, so thank you for all of your support. Like we said, next week we're going to be reading volumes 3 and 4 of Something is Killing the Children.
And we are available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. It really helps us out. And as always, if you want to find us on social media, email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629. Leave us a suggestion on what we read or watch. Or you can join our Discord and we'll ignore you.
You said that so weird.
It's because I started to burp in the middle. And I was like, just keep going, push through.
That was so uncomfortable to listen to. I loved it. That made me like cry a little bit. Oh yeah. So anyways, leave us a voicemail, join our Discord, whatever. Bye everybody.
Well, you already know if you do that, we're not gonna interact with you. Okay, bye.